welcome to the broadcast. Today we are going to be in Matthew chapter 9, verse 9 to 13. We're going to look at the story of a man named Matthew. Have your Bible ready. Back in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 16, that thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Now that's just kind of stupid, but that's what they said. Matthew 11, verse number 29, Matthew recorded these words of Jesus when he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Now, Matthew was a hated, corrupt, despised tax collector, referred to in the New Testament as a publican. They were hated by the Jews. One day Jesus came to Matthew and he said, follow me. And Matthew did, and he became one of the 12 disciples and wrote the first book in the New Testament. If Matthew is singing in heaven any of the songs that we sing down here, he would be singing this one in loving kindness. Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim.
In loving kindness Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim. And from the depths of sin and shame, through grace he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise his name, he lifted me. He called me long before I heard, before my sinful heart was stirred. But when I took him at his word, forgive me, lifted me. His brow was pierced with many a thorn, his hands by cruel nails were torn. When from my guilt and grief forlorn, in love he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise his name, he lifted me.
A I'm reading in Matthew chapter 9, verse number 9, and as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth, and I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Well, if you're witnessing to someone and they think they're righteous, they say, well, I'm okay. Sorry, you can't go to heaven. Jesus didn't come to call you. He came to call sinners. And notice, he came to call them to repentance. Repentance, that's so important. Well, a man named Matthew. We saw about a man named Nicodemus. In Matthew chapter 9, we have a man named Matthew. He was a publican, a tax collector. In Luke 8:41, we have a man named Jairus. He was a ruler of the synagogue. And then in Luke 19:2, it says there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was chief among the publicans, and it goes on to say he was rich. In Luke 23:50, there was a man named Joseph who was a counselor. And then Acts 9:11, a man named Ananias, who was the one who talked to Paul after he was saved on the Damascus Road. And then Mark 15:7, one named Barabbas, he was a murderer. And then in Luke chapter 1, verse 5, we have a certain man named Zacharias. In Luke 10:38, a woman named Martha. And Luke 16:20, a beggar named Lazarus. And we could go on. The point here is that Jesus knew their name, and he knows your name, and he knows my name. In fact, he says he even knows how many hairs we have on our head. Well, the hymn we were listening to talks about my soul in mercy to reclaim. What is the soul? We sing hymns like It Is Well With My Soul, or He Hideth My Soul in the Cleft of the Rock. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. Set my soul afire. There's verses in the Bible like Matthew 11:29. We read, you'll find rest for your souls. Hebrews 13:17 says, they watch for your souls, referring to pastors watching for the souls of their church members. Luke 21:19, in your patience possess ye your souls, it says. Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples. In Acts 15:24, someone subverting your soul. 1 Thessalonians 2:8, we read, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls. James 1:21 says, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, save your souls. He's talking to Christians. Or has he got to do this with meekness, receive the engrafted word in order to get saved again? Not so. Not what it's talking about. 1 Peter 1:22, ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Now, in order to understand this, we need to, as we've mentioned before, understand that God said, let us make man in our image. God is a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are a Trinity, a body, a soul, and a spirit. The body is what we live in. The soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. And the Bible very plainly says the Holy Spirit speaks with that third part. The Holy Spirit speaks to our spirit. Now, it's also important to understand that in the Old Testament, the major focus there was God the Father. In the New Testament era, at least Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the first part of the book of Acts, we have the focus on the Son of God, the Lord. And in this local church age that we are living in now, the focus is on the third part of the Trinity, and that is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will deal with unsaved people, and he will deal with Christians, and he deals with all of us in the area of our spirit. Everybody has a spirit. You look and you'll see somebody and you say, that's just a mean-spirited person. And another person who says he has a very tender spirit. We all have a spirit. Now, the Bible speaks to our spirit as to whether or not we're going to listen to the Holy Spirit First of all, as an unsaved person, the Holy Spirit beareth witness with my spirit, Bible says. And as a Christian, the Holy Spirit beareth witness with my spirit. And we get to choose whether we're going to listen to the Holy Spirit or not, either as an unsaved person who, if he does listen, will receive Christ as his Savior. And as a Christian, if we do listen, we'll do what the Holy Spirit will be leading us to do. And so when it comes to salvation, first of all, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit are in total harmony. And these are used to convict us to repentance. And at that point, we will either repent or we will reject the Lord and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to read those verses again, Matthew 9, verses 9 to 13, referring to Matthew. It says, Jesus passed forth from thence and saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. Well, we certainly do not have much detail here as to how Matthew got saved, but we do read in verse 10, it came to pass, so obviously there's a little time after verse number 9, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Now, it seems what happens here is Matthew gets all of his publican and sinner friends together, and he has a banquet and says, I want to introduce you to Jesus. And that's what people do when they really get saved. They want to introduce somebody else to Jesus. Well, in verse 11, when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Jesus said in verse number 12, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that be sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth, and I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, you Pharisees, but sinners, these publicans, to repentance. Well, the Pharisees are all bent out of shape, as they often were. And so Jesus gave this little story about that. He said in Luke chapter 18, verse 10, Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And so in the first of this series, we read there was a man named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. We don't know for sure if he got saved or not. I hope he did. But we know with Matthew, there's no doubt whatsoever about it. And so he's making this reference here to the Pharisees. And maybe it was Matthew that stood afar off and would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What we said is we mentioned that Nicodemus was a man named Nicodemus. We're not sure about his salvation, but here we read about a man named Matthew. And the Bible tells us very plainly that God did not commit himself unto man, for he knew all men and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Well, let me read the words of that hymn again. In loving kindness Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim. And from the depths of sin and shame, through grace he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise his name, he lifted me.
In loving kindness Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim. And from the depths of sin and shame, through grace he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise his name, lifted me. He called me long before I heard, before my sinful heart was stirred. But when I took him at his word, forgive me, lifted me. His brow was pierced with many a thorn, his hands by cruel nails were torn. When from my guilt and grief forlorn, in love he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh praise his name, he lifted me. Though on a higher plane I dwell, and with my soul I know 'tis well, yet how or why I cannot tell, he should have lifted me. Sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh praise his name.